Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody who is ever listening. You know, I do so many podcasts over the years, and it's a joy. It's part of the creative process, the creative potential that's versatile. But initially, while I do podcasts, my first love, and truly will always be my love, is singing and writing and playing music, you know, creating, evolving as a musician, but also doing acting and all that stuff, making videos. And I've done so much. I released my 7th album, Legacy Songs, which have some of my past hits. And it was a joy to do, but I added Like I Do Love You, which I written and played on keyboards. And so is the other. There's another song called Love is Spiritual, which is just a piano keyboard song that I made up on the keyboard. I'm always evolving, you know, when I play the keyboard. Like, I've written a song called Trouble, but I'm not finished with it. There's several songs that I haven't finished with it. You know, I just play something, leave it there, and then I come back like a day or two and then see, maybe work on it. It's because it's come up with an idea. Half the songs are not finished, so I have to expand what I have. And the reason why I do that is because I've always been an artist. It's who I am. The other reason is because I came to Hollywood when I was young from upstate New York, Buffalo. And I wanted to make a living in the industry. That was the dream. And it's always been a dream since I was very young. It hasn't came true yet. And I think that in some aspects it has, which is good because it took a long time before I can even release a record by these little websites, and they let me do it. But still, I haven't received any recognition by the music industry or movie industry. Particularly, I haven't gotten a songwriting contract. I haven't gotten a record deal like with a major label like Capitol. I haven't gotten nothing in all these years for a long time. I wasn't even recognized for nothing. It was painful. It still is, because that's what I love to do, and I wasn't simply recognized for what I've done. I wasn't given a chance to get a deal or anything. I wasn't given a chance to do anything. It was so painful that there were many times where I felt like quitting, you know. And even now, I was like, maybe I should quit, try to find something else to do. But it's hard to quit when I do it for so long. Since I was very young, I've been creating. So when I leave it, I had to go back to it because that's what I love to do. I write music, and that's what I want to do as a living. So it was very painful. When I first came out here, I tried the record labels, and they rejected all my records. Maybe it was because it was too negative, you know, listening to a song called Outkast or listening to a song, you know. But at the same time, unbeknownst to me, artists like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, a lot of rock artists were making the same type of music. My songs, my voice was just as good as anybody. If you listen to KOS, if you listen to K-Rock over a period of time, evolved. I mean, I can sing just as good as they can, I feel. Not to limit their potential, whoever made the industry. And then someone reminded me, they were just luckier than I am. Yes, but I think that if I came 3,000 miles with a suitcase, with $200 or $400 in cash and lived on the streets and all I have is that dream, then I really feel that I deserve to get at least a chance, an opportunity to get in that industry, and it never came. So it was very painful. It heartbreaks me. Well, I'm going to explain what happened, or if I caused it, and why it's so painful, but at the same time, overall, I don't regret trying to make it because that's who I am. You know, even though it's painful, I didn't get that chance. Well, you know, the homelessness and the location probably was played a role. You know, when I came out, I was homeless. I wanted to stay in West Hollywood. I was Hollywood. I wanted to stay there, but I couldn't find a place to live. And the only place I lived was somewhere else. It was nearby. I'm still in the same area. And it was kind of a distance. I didn't have a car. I was very poor. Employment. I was homeless. The limitations were surmounted. But I still believed. So I still went over to West Hollywood when I was there. And I performed in those clubs. I really did. I was on public access. No matter how great I sing or bad I sing, but it was a performance. I just didn't get nobody to give me that chance. I got rejected by publishers and so on, just like a lot of people, and that's very common, the next level. To the bands, you know, I was into bands, you know, I was inspired by groups in the 80s, 70s, blah, blah, blah. Making pop music, not just rock music, but making pop music, because I love pop music. I just didn't find the right band. The bands break up, or guys wasn't interested. It wasn't something they wanted to do. It was no opportunities for them. They didn't take it seriously, or they wasn't well enough. And then after a long time, I finally got into some band. We were just jamming. And that's all it was, a jam. They did not want to be famous. But it could have went that way, but it was people trying to undermine the group. We wasn't even a band, and they were saying they didn't want me as a lead singer because of my weight, the way I looked. And I'll get to that. They're just trying to undermine and destroy that dream I had. But the other guys wasn't interested, so they broke up. It was just jamming. For me, it was for real. Is, after all those years, it still is real for me. So I had to go on my own. Was it the way I look? Look, if I'm on stage or whatever, I should not be based on the way I look. There are people who are heavy set, who don't look the part, but who have the talent. Like I said before, it should be about whether I could sing, or whether I could write, or whether I could play, or all three, or one or the other. If I can write a song, or if I can sing a song good, or if I can play an instrument, then I belong in the entertainment industry. My dream should come true. I didn't get that chance. I didn't even get an opportunity. Was I in the bands? Yes, but again, there's always something wrong happened. Something just didn't work out. And I felt lost. But I still had that dream. Painful, and I felt like giving up. Then I went, there was a period for 1 year where I just didn't want to sing because of all the rejections and so much despair that I just was a songwriter and I was just writing. And someone told me, well, you like to sing. And I'm like, well, I just want to songwrite. And I said, you're right. So I went back to singing because songwriting ain't got nowhere either. Because those songs that I had made, they did not want to use. So it was just perpetual dream and so on. Then there was a period of time where I felt, I was grief by the deaths of someone who was helping me vocally. And the deaths were a jam band ended. And some other situation that pertained to the music industry that I wanted to stop. I wanted to sing. I really wanted to do it. Then I realized I could do it. I went back to doing it because everything was straightened out. I thought I lost control of my ability to use my songs as well to the as you know, to make music, you know. Then when I finally got out, the song got out after so long, I finally released videos. I made the videos. Still no recognition. Then I got on MTV. Then I found out people really around me still didn't want me. Some guy was angry at me, the craziness, you know, dream killers. That's it. So it was not finding the right group to go on these places, but I still sung in the West Hollywood clubs when I was younger. But not finding it. Then it was the location, getting over there. Then it was poverty. It was homelessness at first. And then it was the dream killers. Some guy was really angry at me because he thought, remember I told you, as I mentioned before, that another person in the group should be the lead singer. I'm like, the guy didn't want to be in the music. Go for it. He shouldn't undermine me. I did nothing to him. You know, it wasn't really a group. And I was just doing it to jam. You know, I jammed with groups who didn't want to go to it because I was trying to find the right group. And then I realized I had to be a solo artist because none of these people wanted to make it. So I go on my own and do it on my own way. And then when I released the records and got it out, they wanted to undermine that. These guys made up lies, that they spread lies, that I wasn't well enough, which is so evil. Even people who came to California, who I didn't see in a long time, they must have thought I was famous because they saw the videos. And they really... I had these apprehensions. They thought I was crazy and all that. Or people in my neighborhood said, oh, you should get your real job. All that was trying to take away my dream. They're still doing it right now. And then they have said statements. I don't know if there's proven. I have mentioned it. That they got money for my song. They convinced others in the industry that I wasn't the right person. I can't write or... I'm prejudiced. All that was false. Evil psycho of trying to take away my dream. You know, that's evil. Evil people do that. Dangerous people do that. You don't take away someone, innocent person's dream because they're selfish and they're jealous. They were jealous because I had those songs out. For them, I can't worry about them. Their whole existence is where I live. I mean, the area. They not thinking that this is a Hollywood area. This is near Hollywood. There's a lot of artists in Hollywood and nearby. And they're not thinking about that. They're thinking about, like, it's on some everyday life situation, the limited situations they have. Then they thought, then the other situations, well, they wanted me, I should be a therapist. That's taking away someone's dream. I'm sure a lot of Hollywood hopefuls whose dreams were taken away or who aspired to make their dreams come true and got there have experienced the same thing. So it was painful. Not, you know, it was evil. I thought, you know, really so fucking evil. It's just a part of that, just a jealous, dangerous person want to step on me to hinder my dream or to try to manipulate my potential. Then they say they got $100,000 from a song or sample of my music. Another instance of evil sociopathy. These allegations, if they're true, is illegal. It's fraud. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's also, they can go, you know, they can go to jail for that. Say they pretended to be me and all this stuff. Some people thought at my age, as I got older, I was just too out of touch reality to go for it. I didn't listen to that. It's part of that dream. And there's a lot of people my age who did make it, a few, who made it. And then there's, you know, people like my age and older who still have that dream. I didn't get any recognition or any notice, not only for my singing, but my songwriting. And then, you know, the opinions came. I don't sing good enough. My songs are too bad, passe. I don't have the, you know, the right combination. I don't listen to that. Opinions do not determine my destiny with whether I make it or not. It's luck. But what I realize is that the truth of the matter is what I went through the last, a very long time, it's very common for artists, for some or quite a few, to get in there, singer or songwriter or both. The people spent 20, 30, 40, 50 years before they got any recognition. And or if they get any at all. And it was painful, you know. You know, I didn't get the manager, you know. The manager didn't want to take me up. It was painful. I wasn't given that chance. Then I'm going to speak about the other thing. They said, what did I do to cause people to keep away? I don't think I've done much. I am outspoken. Some people say I say things that I'm too negative, or when I talk about internet, for example, Twitter, I'm bunching these allegations that people were saying. They said I just pushed people away. Listen, I can't, I'm an honest person, but I'm aware of how to respect people. You know, I ain't going to be somebody going to say something that's crazy, but still, I'm very, very honest and blunt, and I have to express myself. It's a part of the artistry. It's part of who I am. I can't hide from how I feel and just pretend to be something else. Of course, I'm aware of those protocols of what you have to, you know, I ain't going to say anything that's really offensive. You know, I ain't going to say something, you know, like, And I'm not no racist. I'm very open-minded. That's a false allegation. Again, that's dream killing. I open my mind to a lot of people. Just because I make rock music doesn't mean I'm prejudiced. I mean, my music appeals to people of all colors and creeds, you know. You know, I just be very expressive. I never got any recognition. All that suffering, I was harassed a long time over it, simply because I had the talent or the ambition. It was, you know, so all these obstacles, it was very painful. Yeah, I don't have a big enough audience. Well, I'm building on that. You know, I'm trying to do what I can. The music industry never gave me that chance to get to the 11. Then they said American Idol. You know what? American Idol simply is not the right platform to do it, but it is a possibility, but it's very hard. I have to go through a lot of things because the way to do it is, you know, I think it's more like mainstream, you know, because I sing in a way that I, you know, rock and pop, you know, I had to do it. But that's a possibility, but I think I would be out of my league. I have to go to the club scene, you know. But I can keep it open. I am going to try, but I don't know. I don't think the music industry gave me a chance, not even songwriting. But in spite of it all, I continue to dream. I have to take risks and put myself there to show people. And that's why I wrote the legacy songs. That's my legacy, the hardships and so on. Going to a record executive and hoping that they gave me a chance when I was so young, and they didn't give me a chance. It wasn't because of my music. It was because of the way I looked, and I thought that wasn't right. When I look at artists like Lizzo, she made it because she worked very hard. She, you know, she really, you know, went through the ends of the earth to get to where she was, and she was heavyset. Or Meatloaf, or Ann Wilson, or Aretha. They can really sing or write or whatever. But it was because of their talent, not because of their shape. There are other fat rock singers, blues travelers, or so on. They got it because they're talented. So it's very hard. I never got that chance. And when I try these avenues, or I just mentioned, or try, I get shut in the door or laughed at. You know, people say I'm too fat, I'm too disabled, all that, those negativity, and I can't let that stop me. That's why I persist, because I am an artiste, even if it takes a whole lifetime. Yes, it's painful. Maybe I will stop for my health or so on. It has to be because of something that's really serious. Though, or, you know, physically, I can't pick up my arm or something. But other than that, it's part of who I am. I do listen to my God. I do believe in God, don't I? Yeah. I do believe in a God. And a God that's going to want me to be happy. So, a God that wants me to do what I need to do. So, because I do pray to a God. So, I had to let go and let God. But I know God, in its own way, will say to continue to do what I need to do. Because I'm an artiste. Artiste life is very difficult. It really is. Being an artist is extremely difficult for me. It's been a trying time mentally and physically. I have to be blunt and honest about how I feel because it's the truth. I wasn't given a chance, and I did try. I did go to auditions in Hollywood to sing. They didn't choose me. I did go to auditions to be the lead singer. They didn't choose me. I did go to send my songs in contests. They didn't choose me. Go on something related to something like American Idol. They didn't choose me. Go to a record company with a demo. They didn't choose me. I even tried acting. You know, I did acting on the side. They didn't choose me. They rejected me. It was painful to my psyche, feeling alienated by the Hollywood entertainment industry for not at least giving me a chance to showcase my talents as a singer or a songwriter. So as I got older, I just went back to school because I had to have something to fall back on because I didn't get that chance. And I kept it all inside and just put on that show of positivity. And then I realized being positive, also telling the truth. Now I listen to somebody say, oh, they're happy that I didn't make it, and, oh, they think I should be a therapist. I didn't come out here being no freaking therapist. I do have something to fall back on besides being a, you know, quote-unquote artist, because the artist is part of who I am. That's what I came out here for, number one, more than anything. But, I, you know, something to talk or something. Yeah, there's something. But I ain't come out here to be no therapist. There's lots of therapists. They just, it's a dream killer. That's evil what they say. Because you know there's a bunch of therapists that can go to and look at me who I don't have. I work with therapists I work in psychology, but I'm not a therapist. That's a crazy person saying that. So, no one's dream should be hindered. And I think I have that chance, that ability to get to the next level. Not to come close, to get to the next level. And the illusions are in form of these people who say, I can't, oh, la, 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 blah, blah, blah. But I have to be careful, you know? I'm glad that I didn't end up like one of those Hollywood dreamers who came out here, because I'm a Hollywood dreamer, who lost their lives to murder or fraud or who gave up and left. Because there was numerous and that sadness. So I persist to the fulfill my dream. And I do believe it can come true. I just never received any recognition or even one little opportunity. It was painful. So I've written legacy songs as like, you know, a symbol of all that suffering. But as a creator of music, I will, movies, I will continue to do it because it's part of who I am. I don't know if I'm making another album, but I may. If I do, it won't be anytime soon because I got 7 albums out, which is a huge achievement. I don't regret going to be an artist because that's truly who I am. I came out here to be a musician. I'm a singer-songwriter. I have the talent. I'm gifted. I just didn't get that chance. It's painful. I didn't have that luck, but I have to continue to do it. I have to. I'm sorry if I did anything or to push people away about what I said on Twitter or anything. It's no intentions. Because I do believe that maybe something I said, people don't understand me or may perceive me as way out there. What I try to intend doesn't come out the way that I intended. People see what I say or what I mean in a different way, but really, the best policy, honestly, is to come to me directly and ask me what I said. And the thing about how evil some of the stuff that I went through, the dream killing, is that it was indirectly, not directly to me. They do it indirectly. They're trying to push my nerves because they think I'm sensitive. I'm trying to press buttons, which is evil. But the right way to deal with this is to persist, to be stronger, to know that that opportunity can come, but it never came. But regardless, I had to persist. It's part of who I am. I released too much music. It's not fair for me or anyone who has a dream or a talent to be hindered by some selfish evil loser. And I don't want to be a self-fulfilling prophecy to not make it. I came out here to be somebody, to be in the industry. I should be given that chance to make it in Hollywood, just like any other gifted artist. That's why I always talk about dreams coming true. Because I have to go for my dream. I have to. It's positive. It's not negative. It's who I am. Thank you from Duff Knight.